Yeah, we're good.
Are we good? Hi, welcome to the Anatomic Fitness Podcast. We almost forgot how to do this. It's been so long. I'm your host. It's been so long with my own James.
You are James.
And with me is producer to be extraordinaire once again, Jason Hewlett.
Greetings all.
So, it's been a little while.
Yeah.
It's been, what do the kids say nowadays? It's been a minute, I think, when it's actually been a long time. I keep hearing that phrase.
How does that work, though? How does a minute equate to a long time? A minute's a short amount of time. Like, a minute's like, hey, it's been a minute. Like, as in, we did this an hour ago.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
I could see that.
But apparently, I think it means for whatever length of time you're trying to exaggerate upon.
How about that old Stain song, It's Been a While?
It's been a while. There you go. We could roll that into the background music before you produce it. Anyway, well, let's not start singing. Anyway, so, yes, it has been a while. And the subject we had planned on talking about 3 weeks ago, and then 2 weeks ago, and then 1 week ago, and that we're covering finally today, is self-talk.
Yes.
That inner voice.
Which is an important, it kind of ties into the mental health aspect of things, because how you talk to yourself affects everything you do.
Exactly. And with respect to that, we had a number of very popular episodes. If you scroll back through the archives there through the Mental Health Month we had, there was a lot of very, very good discussions we had and very good people we had on that help us cover off that subject very well.
Yes. Yeah, they're a really good episode. And it kind of helped change the focus a bit. Because we started off, as you've said, it was going to be like, you know, supplements and training
protein
stuff
and all that.
And it's like boring. Because exercise, as with anything, is mostly a head game.
Yeah.
Because half the battle, no, I'd say 3/4 of the battle is just getting there to do it.
Yes. And that battle starts with getting off your butt off the couch right. Or out of your work chair or out of bed or wherever you may be, knowing that you got to go and do it or you want to go and do it, but you have to convince yourself. And when you can easily convince yourself to stay at home and sit on the couch and binge watch Netflix, or no, I'll just do another couple hours of work and then I'll go. And then by that time you're so tired, you're not going to go.
No.
Right. It's that inner voice can have such a big impact on you and what you do. And it happens to everybody, even the people that are successful, they've just managed to tweak their inner voice to, again, focus on the positive, focus on the pushing themselves. Never being content, that sort of thing.
Well, I think The Rock had a really good quote. Even successful people don't feel like showing up sometimes. Mm-hmm. Toughen up.
Yep.
That was basically his quote, right?
And he's
probably pretty good at showing up.
He's been moderately successful.
I'd say. You
know, I'd say he can't really complain too much, I'm sure, about the level of success he's discovered.
Yeah, no, he's, I think out of most people, has done the best.
Considering his upbringing and his $7, which is a production company name based off the fact he had $7 in his pockets when he got cut by the Calgary Stampeders.
Isn't that crazy?
And, you know, when you get cut by the Calgary Stampeders, you're going downhill.
it's a
Saskatchewan Rough Rider fan, the Stampeders suck anyway, so when you get cut from them, it's the end of the line.
It's done, folks.
So there is our CFL update for anyone listening. So
is there a season this year?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Sweet. I got to get in on that if I to have the time.
Yes, so much time. As our listeners know, we have tons of time right now to be recording and everything, so thank you for making the time too.
You as well.
We're able to get this done. Self-talk. You know, I've dealt with a number of clients that have had this issue, and it's funny, a lot of the people that have the issue the most don't realize that that's what the issue is.
Mm-hmm.
They just think I'm just lacking motivation, I'm lacking energy. I'm like, well, a lot of that, as we said, 3/4 roughly, depending on the person, is the fact how you're talking to yourself. Oh, I'll just go to the gym next week or tomorrow. Or no, you're fine. You don't need to go today. You don't need to exercise. You don't need to go on that bike ride or that walk. No, you're fine. You know, and that makes you feel good at the time because you think you're talking good about yourself because, you know, you're good. No, you're still in good shape. You don't need that. Right? Or no, I'm committing to it next week. And again, scrolling back in the archives, if you go to our New Year's resolutions and why they're garbage episode.
That was a great one.
Why put off till tomorrow what you can do today? You know, and again, that involves everything. Again, this isn't just about going to the gym. This isn't just about working out. This is about accomplishing tasks, not procrastinating, which I sometimes am moderately good at.
I think as humans, we're just generally engineered that way. We like to procrastinate.
Yeah, well, I'll take care of that later.
Yeah.
But it's amazing the difference when you do, that inner voice will, instead of dragging you back, will congratulate you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
when you do accomplish one thing.
You've set it up for later. You're not going to fail.
And yeah, and it's off your mind and it's off your plate and you can rest a little easier instead of waking up at 3 a.m. going, oh man, I got to do that. I'll do that tomorrow, you know, when I wake up. And then you just, if, you know, not speaking from exact experience or anything, but then you just wallow in some kind of moderate sleep state for the next 2 hours and you've only actually gotten 3 hours sleep. Then you're too tired to do what that thing was, right? So it can be a vicious circle.
That was me Sunday morning when I worked late Saturday, couldn't settle, fell asleep for 2 hours, woke up. I was like, oh crap, I didn't get this done. I should have done this and this needed to happen. And did that work out right? And then the whole plan for Sunday, which was, you know, a good run and gym and workout and, you know, eating right, just completely fell apart because I had 2 hours of sleep. Less than an hour of that was actually even deep sleep.
Good, yeah. And then, yeah, and that's not good for anybody.
No.
You know, I can usually get by on 5 hours, 4 hours sleep as long as it's decent.
As long as you get like that hour or more of deep, it's amazing what you can do.
Yeah. You know, and but then there's other people that just need that 8 hours at least, you know, and
we need to do a sleep show.
I think that I was just going
to
say
do that after the ego show.
Yes. At some point down the road here soon. Yes. But we can definitely have a sleep show. I think that's a very important one, which we won't get into right now.
No,
because then that'll ruin our show.
The sleep show.
So anyway, so yeah, the self-talk thing. And I, the key thing I think is important is it's not just, I know we have some listeners that are younger from the play that I was in over Christmas. I know I have some of the young ladies that were part of the course of the play that are, you know, 12, 13, 14 that apparently have been downloading and listening to the show. So you too, as well as my own daughters, it doesn't matter how old you are.
No.
That self-talk, how you talk to yourself, how you treat yourself, is so important, especially at an early age. And it's something I wish I would have known back when I was that age.
Right.
Right. And, you know, and it's, I harp on my daughter when I see that self-talk coming out, or I can see in her eyes that when she's saying something in her head and it's like, what are you doing? What are you saying to yourself?
Oh yeah.
Right. And you just want to pull that out because it's important for them to not be so down on themselves at any age. And, you know, especially as you get older and if you've been doing it for a longer period of time, meaning years and years, it's harder to break that habit.
It is. And it, like, well, yeah, kid, my son gets like that too. And a lot of it just becomes negative. You know what I mean? Yeah. Oh, I'm not good at this, or I can't do that.
I'm
like,
stupid.
No, I'm stupid.
Man, I'm dumb. What did I do that?
And it's like, no, you're not. You just made a mistake and that's all it is. And it happens. And you know, and I even say to him, how you talk to yourself affects how you perform.
Yeah.
Right. Like he likes to say he's got a pigeon brain. Well, if you keep telling yourself you've got a pigeon brain, you're going to have a pigeon brain. You know what I mean?
Yep,
it does. It's very true. Like, and it's like, no, just focus. Just stay focused on what you're doing for each task at a time is what I tell them.
Yeah.
And you'll get it done and you won't forget things.
You know, and with respects to kids, I think that is crucial, is the fact that parents or caregivers or whatever your situation may be are on top of that. They're paying attention to that. They're not letting the kids, and even kids with your friends. If you see your friends doing that,
yeah,
talk to them. You know, and that's a good way to practice what you preach, right? Because if you see your friend or you hear your friend bashing themselves, because self-talk isn't just in the head, it's out loud.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you hear your friends bashing themselves or cutting themselves down or calling themselves stupid or whatever, you know, stop them. If they're a good friend, stop them, you know, and say, hey, what's going on?
And what's funny is quite often, like, we will do that to our friends.
Yeah.
But we won't do that to ourselves. Which is, that's a big battle. So it's like that whole, you know, we always say treat others as you'd treat yourself. Well, it's almost like treat yourself as you would treat the others, right?
That's the saying that's out there too is, yeah, you know, like the fact that if you wouldn't say that to your best friend, don't say it to yourself.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, guys in some groups of women are different that way because, you know, they're bashing and insult each other, call them every name in the book, but you'll do that face to face and not behind their back.
Exactly, right? And it's a joke thing. Yeah, it's a banter that gets going.
It's sarcasm, and it's fun to, you know, berate somebody that you're actually great friends with.
Yeah.
You know, like you're an idiot. So.
Rhino asshole.
Yeah. Whoa. Oh, we got to bleep that one out.
No, we don't. You can get away with asshole.
Oh, okay.
I hope so, because I just said it twice, right?
So for those kids I mentioned earlier that are listening, please ignore my producer. But back on track. Yeah, but realistically, I think, that self-talk stuff, again, people have to realize that it is does impact you a lot, and it can be an inner or outer voice. And no matter what it is that you're talking to yourself about, whether it's being smart or being dumb or being fast if you're a kid in school, or being too slow or being too fat or being too skinny or whatever it is, you have to try to turn those into positives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right? And it's going to be hard. You know, it's hard to sit here and throw out 100 million different examples. Oh, for every time you say something negative to yourself, say this. You know, that could be a whole year of shows.
Basically.
But, you know, an easy habit to start with is anytime you catch yourself with a negative thought about yourself, is try to immediately say at least one or two positive things about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's flipping that thing you just said and say, no, I'm not a pigeon brain. You know,
focus, man.
Yeah, exactly. As soon as you catch yourself saying that one thing, turn it into one or two positive things, and then turn it into two or three positive things. You know, and slowly that can start to turn, so that anytime it's an automatic reaction, as soon as you have that negative thought, boom, you're correcting that, going positive, turning your whole attitude, your whole emotional state around rapidly.
Yes. It's like the same way when you're teaching me how to do proper posture, the shoulders back. Just pay attention to it. Half of it's just being very in the moment and aware, because you kind of, you catch yourself with the shoulders forward, just roll them back, sit a little straighter. And eventually over time, the body just starts to do it. The mind trains in exactly the same way through repetition, repetition, repetition.
Yeah. So if you're repeatedly beating yourself down.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's going to have impact.
Yeah, exactly. Where are you going to end up? Yeah, you know, and I have a couple of clients I know that will be listening to this, that one in particular, that she's been beating herself down for decades. And, you know, the 4 or 5 years that we've been working together, I'm always very assertive with her when I catch her doing that. And she, you know, and she, just like everybody else, needs to understand that, you know, you are who you make yourself out to be.
Yes.
And so when you make yourself out to be XYZ all the time, and that's, you drive yourself home, that's what I am, this is all I am, I'm never going to be anything more, you're right. You're 1,000% right. But if you flip those from XYZ to ABC, assuming the start of the alphabet's better, and those are all positive things, and those are what you are, you're right.
Yeah.
So no matter whether you're hard on yourself and call yourself down, or whether you are positive and love yourself and like yourself, it's also an important part, you're right. You'll achieve what you need to achieve and get done what you need to get done if you think and believe and talk to yourself like you will. If you believe that you're never going to get the gym, you're always going to be overweight, you're never going to get a good job, you're never going to do that again. Well, absolutely. Done. You're right.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Right? And you know what? And this is something I think would be a good thing for parents to keep in mind. Because as we've alluded to earlier, like, how you talk to your kids affects their entire life.
1,000%.
Right? Yeah. And if you keep saying, oh, you're a stupid boy or a stupid girl, or don't be so dumb, or why are you dressing like that, or why are you doing this?
Or you sucked out there on the baseball field today, or whatever. Yeah.
That is going to impact that child. Because especially when they're young. Like, you know, my kid's 10, but, you know, which is still a crucial age to put positive enforcement. But that whole past 10, 9 years of his life,
mm-hmm.
what he's heard, he's taken in.
Yeah. And that becomes that inner voice.
He becomes that inner voice, and it becomes him. Yeah.
You've referenced on either shows, previous shows, about your parental upbringing and things that still stick with you and stuff like that. Right. And that's, again, that changes over time from their voice saying these things to, oh, well, they must have been right, to your own voice saying these things.
It picks up the narrative. It's the story you've been told. Like, I want to bring, like, my Sifu, Barry Adkins, and we've been trying to get him on for a while, but he, like everyone else, is really busy. But he always talks about the voice of failure.
Mm.
And it was really interesting because the voice of failure is just that, like we've said, that voice in your head that's like, oh, I'm too tired to do that this morning, or I'm too tired to do this morning.
Yeah.
And what was really powerful for me is he mentioned, because he has this daily workout routine he does that he's got all of us doing too, right?
Yeah.
He always says, do it first thing in the morning. Like, as soon as you get up, grab your pole, go outside, start doing all your twists and all this other workout. But he said, like, he even said to me, like, I don't know if I should tell you this. He says, but I wake up in the morning at 5. And I'm like, I don't want to do this today. But I do it.
Yeah.
Because as soon as you allow yourself to listen to that once, it's easier to listen to it the second time, the third time.
It becomes a habit.
Becomes a habit. Just doesn't. So he just sort of says, like, well, you know what? Instead of doing 100 waist twists, I'll just do 50. But he says, once you kind of get to 40, you're like, I can do more.
Yeah.
And you do the 60. I'll do the 60. Then you do the 80. The next thing you've done, you're 150.
Might as well just do 100.
Yeah. Right? You know what I mean? But that's, and that's how he beats it. Because he always says, the moment you start listening to that voice of failure, that's the moment you break. And then you're done.
Oh, exactly. And then it becomes, you're falling down that rabbit hole far too far, and it's significantly harder to get back up. You know, like that client I referenced earlier, when I was chatting with her a few weeks ago and I mentioned, oh yeah, well, you know, I went through this when I didn't work out for months practically. And I was down on myself. I couldn't get my head wrapped around what I was needing to do. I just couldn't sort my out. But yeah, exactly. You know, and when I said that to her, she's like, what? You? Like, you're always, like, on me. You're always up. You're always positive. You're always doing this stuff. I'm like, well, yeah. But, you know, my inner voice, my self-talk, wasn't always as good as my outer talk, as we mentioned earlier. You know, if you're saying this stuff to your friends. So my friends' clients, I was always trying to keep them up and focused. And, you know, and then I'd get home or I'd get up in the morning and I'd be like, No.
It's almost like you used all your goodwill on someone else,
exactly.
Right?
You know, and I was still able to do that. But eventually, I kind of hit that tipping point where I was like, "Wow, okay, I wasn't on the ball today. I wasn't at my best when this client or friend needed help or needed a guidance or asked me questions or asked me for some advice on something, and I stumbled through it." You know, that's when I started to realize that okay, now I have to turn that inward and take care of me. And do what's best for me so that then I can do my job better and do what's best for my clients / friends.
Yeah.
And once I was able to do that, partially late last year, September, October, everything started turned around like instantly. Like it was ridiculous how fast so many aspects of my life ended up changing when I started doing these different things, reading these different books, feeling this way, getting myself back on track, knowing that, okay, here I need to do this, I need to do that, and getting things done a lot more effectively. And other aspects of my life that I wasn't even necessarily touching started to change positively too.
Yes.
It's weird how that works.
It is weird how that works. And it ties into a subject we're going to talk about in the next episode. I figure this is kind of a good transition point.
Yeah. Transition. Ignore that last part.
About one's own ego.
Right.
And what that is. Because our own ego, a lot of people think ego is like, yo, I'm so great. Look how awesome I am, right? And that's part of someone being egotistical.
Yes, yes.
But that behavior is actually born out of a destructive mindset.
Deep thought for the day.
Is. And that's why it's better as a whole separate topic.
Yes, well, exactly, yeah. Very much so. So yeah, I guess to summarize, since you were alluding to that segue we're about to make.
Segue!
Did you say subway?
Segway.
Oh, I said okay. Segway. Thought they didn't pay this week for advertising, so let's not promote them.
We don't have advertisers yet.
Well, maybe anyone from Subway that's listening will contact us.
Because I'll say your name like, Subway, just like that.
All the time.
All the time.
So anyways, yeah, the point of this episode is, again, it goes back to, if you wouldn't say it to your best friend or your child, assuming you're a stellar parent, don't say it to yourself.
Exactly.
And start turning. You don't have to turn every one of these negative thoughts around instantly.
Well, it takes time.
If you have a pile.
It's like everything else we do in training.
Piecework.
It's piecework.
A little bit at a time. If there's one thing you're always saying to yourself, I'm overweight, I'm too fat, or whatever, that's when you have to start turning it. That's when you have to start turning the one that's always repeating itself in your head all day, every day.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the ones that you have to start to try to turn, because once you get the big one out of the way, all the other ones will kind of crumble down.
They do. They all fall into place very easily.
Right. Because if you start, I think the mentality would be, oh, I'll just start with this one. I barely, once in a while I'll say, ooh, I want a better job. My job sucks. Okay. Well, yeah, I say that, some people say that once a week. Okay. Well, you get rid of that. That's easy.
Yeah.
Right. Now, if you're the type of person that needs to check off a bunch of little things along the way, okay, then give that a go. But you'll find a significant area of improvement if you get rid of that one or two big obstacles in your way. Right, those one or two big things that you constantly are dragging yourself down with, you get rid of those, start turning those around, even every second or third time you start changing it, then eventually it'll just dissipate, go away, and then all the other ones will just crumble down, and ideally you'll be on your way.
You will. And I mean, and if those big ones seem really insurmountable, try to pick a slightly smaller one. You know what I mean? Because sometimes it's easy. It's like, I'm too tired. Well, why are you too tired? Well, because I stayed up too late. Well, why'd you stay up too late? Well,
I was watching Netflix and I did it. Okay.
Right? Like, okay, well, you know what? Maybe just if you need that 6 hours, I'm going to go to bed at 10.
Make sure you get the 6 hours. There, right? I know phones nowadays have that sleep alarm thing that'll go off to remind you that, hey,
it's 10 o'clock.
Go to bed.
Go to bed.
So set that. If you know you need a certain amount of sleep and you know you're not getting it and you know why, but you can't stop watching Bridgerton or whatever you might be watching on Netflix, set an alarm. It goes off. Oh, yep. Time to shut this off. Time to go to bed.
Yeah.
You know, and then get your 6, 8, whatever hours you need. You know, like, you can't complain about being tired if you're your own victim. You're victimizing yourself by doing things like that to prevent you from getting the sleep you require. You know, if you're tired because you had a rough sleep because you got too much on your mind, that goes back to procrastinating. Start taking care of some of those things and you'll probably find yourself sleeping better. A good friend of mine mentioned today, she said that, you know, I'm not clearing my head before I go to sleep, you know, and I haven't been sleeping well. Great. Meditate.
Yeah, which is an amazing way to clear your head.
Take 5-10 minutes bedtime meditation to clear your head, realizing you can control only what you can control. And it's 10:30 at night, you're about to go to bed, you're not going to be able to control much right now.
Yeah.
Except how you take on tomorrow. So if you get a good clear head, have a good sleep, you'll be able to get a lot more done and clear your head for the next day.
Exactly. And that's just one example.
Solving the world's problems.
One victim at a time.
Victim. Nice.
I don't know. It's the first word that popped into my head.
A little aggressive, but okay. So, anyways.
That's me. Just next a little week, bit aggressive.
Next week on the show, ego.
Ego.
Ego. Not the look character how awesome from I am. Guardians of the Galaxy.
Is that Ego? Volume 2. Oh, yeah, right. That's planet guy. Douglas. Oh, come on. Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell.
Jesus. He's like one of my favorites, and I just gapped out.
Not Star-Lord's dead. That's not what we're talking about next week.
No.
So if that's what you're looking for, sorry. But it'll be even better than
that. It's a movie show. We're not a movie show.
Although we just
did. We did a movie show.
Anyways. Anyway, so thank you for listening to the Anatomic Fitness Podcast. Sorry we took so long to get this back on track, but hopefully we'll be regular weekly releases here on up.
We're focused on getting this done, so it's going to happen.
There you go. All right. So for Jason, I am James, and tune in next week for Ego on the Anatomic Fitness Podcast.